That soda tax didn't last long, did it? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. I heard this shocking statistic on CNN.
A can of pop soda, whatever you want to call it, it takes about 18 minutes of jogging for the average woman, the average time it takes to jog off a can of soda.
Which is why, briefly, there was some talk in Congress of a soda tax to raise money to pay for health care reform. But it was instantly shot down for the usual reasons. Today a soda tax, tomorrow a user fee on corn dogs. How long before Mountain Dew is a felony? What happens when sugar-deprived teens start injecting themselves with smuggled high-fructose corn syrup? The soft drink industry even ran an ad showing a family camping in the woods and enjoying delicious sugary beverages to point out that if you tax soda, you might as well close the national parks. Yes, I'm exaggerating. So the soda tax, once again, is going nowhere because the right to cheap soda is sacred. But the obesity studies just keep coming. Over 26% of adults are now obese, and their health problems cost $147 billion a year, double what it was 10 years ago. And as usual, it's worse for African-American women, Hispanics, Native Americans, and poor people. Bringing us to the ultimate argument. As a piece in the Wall Street Journal pointed out, a soda tax would hurt the poor, because the poor apparently really enjoy soda. Well, if that's the argument, why do we have a food stamp program forcing so much free food on them in addition to the soda? Of course they can't jog. We're making it so they can't even move. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.